It's time to make like a tree and leave.
Everything can be solved by amputation.
And I want a hard bullshit check. Hello, you're listening to Double Triumph, a podcast dedicated to Star Wars role-playing in the FFG system for Age of Rebellion and Edge of the Empire in the UK. I am Bob Shoy, and with me as always...
Adam Tiss.
Right. Today we've got a full group of people, six players and GM Shoy, and we're running the Under the Black Sun adventure, which is available for free on the FFG website. And I'm about to give everyone their characters, which I've assigned to them. Oh, the big... We should really get out of the way that this is the Jibs game.
Jibs game.
Jibs game, who we spoke to last week on the phone. So this is his first time playing. He's going to struggle through.
I don't think I'm going to struggle. I'm going to excel. I'm going to strive. I'm well up for it.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Jibs, here's your character.
Thanks. Do you want me to read this out?
Well, tell us who you are.
I am... Matt Wee, which you actually told me his name before, a human, a smuggler. It says here in brackets, scoundrel.
Right. So that's who you're playing.
Yeah. All right.
Right. I'm just going to go clockwise around the table.
Okay.
So if you pass this on to Beef, this is his character.
Can I continue to read my character?
You can.
Yeah. Not out loud.
Oh, cool. Okay. Do I have to just read out?
Just read out your name, your species, your career.
Okay. So my name is Trasek. I'm a Trandoshan.
However you pronounce your character's name is how I'm going
to
do it.
Sorry, Tess, I know you've got an instant dislike to Trandoshans, but... Well. I'm a hired gun.
What specialisation are you? Hired gun?
Marauder.
Nice.
Okay, is that your character?
Yeah, I like that.
Right. Pass this one down. This is Claire's character.
Thank you. Oh, cool. I am CH, Custom Humanoid 1. A droid, bounty hunter, gadgeteer.
Okay.
Cool.
Pass this one down to Danny.
Oh, cool. I'm Grabo the Wookiee. Cool. Alright, I'll read the obligation.
What's the career?
Oh, sure. I'm a doctor. Nice. Doctor Wookiee.
A Wookiee doctor?
Yeah.
Nice delicate fingers.
Yeah. Ooh, intricate operations. Amputate.
Yeah. Everything can be solved by amputation.
To toss this one to Becca.
Oh, cool. I am Sinoka, or Sin, Miku. I'm a Rodian explorer trader.
Okay. The last one. Tiss's character.
Yeah. Whee! I'm a girl.
Yeah.
Technician, Slicer, Bofan, Jovel, Nial.
Yeah, I thought this is the most opposite to your other character as possible.
Yeah, it is.
All done? Right, okay, so just...
That'd be weird, me and Tiss are like in cohorts with the Pikes.
Everyone's sort of linked to the Pikes in some way, I think. Or most of you. Just a brief recap... Jovel, Tiz's character, she was a Senate aide and is a master of computers and repairs. Jibs is Matwi, who's trying to save his brother. He's a liar, cheat, thief, and has a lot of swagger. Sinoka is Becca. She is from a family of bounty hunters and is a silver-tongued property trader, but appreciates the world of crime. Beef is Trayesek, who was betrayed by Laromex. How are we going to pronounce that one? Laomix, who is determined to kill him. He's very protective and intimidating. Claire is CH1, who is obsessed with self-perfection and takes jobs to pay for all the modifications that he does on himself. And Danny is Grabo the Wookiee, who's a medic during the Clone Wars, who eventually escaped captivity afterwards with a bounty on his head. He's relaxed, but also short-tempered at the same time, however that works out. So that's everyone's characters. Now, the only little bit of customization you've all got is obligation. You all start with a 5 obligation, which is your character description.
But you can take more and you get something cool.
So you can either, you can choose, Jibs.
Okay.
If you add 5 obligation, you can have this thing.
Ooh.
If you add 10 obligation, you can have this.
Okay.
So you and the more obligation you have, it's like more chance of bad things can happen, or things from your past can come up in the story that would be like negative. So it's like you're taking a risk. Is it worth having better equipment for chance of bad things happening? So you start with 5 automatically. You could have 5 and have 10.
So I can choose now
15, or you can have all of it and just have up to 20. So you take what you want and circle what your actual obligation is.
Okay. Okay. Can do that.
So everyone just choose your obligation and let me know what your final number is, if it's 5, 10, 15 or 20.
I'm going for 20.
Hell yeah.
Jibs, you're going for 20 as well?
Yep, I'm sorry.
Beef, are you sticking with 15?
No, I'm going for 20, sorry.
Whoa, everyone's going full obligation.
I misunderstood, sorry.
That could be dangerous.
Wow. Dan, you're taking 10, including your original one.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Playing it safe. Claire?
15.
And Becca, just having 10?
Yeah.
Alright, okay. Now, the only other thing we need to do before the game starts is roll for Destiny. So,
we don't
actually
have any money, do we?
Yeah.
I've got 50
credits.
Stop worrying about creds.
Oh, yeah.
Just forget about creds. You've got 50 credits.
Oh, nice.
Jibs, if you take the only person who doesn't know, can you take the force die out, please?
Yeah, sure. I know what the force die is. It's white.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Nice.
Need to do a roll and then tell Bobby what you get on the roll.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
I've got 2 hollow.
2 white.
2 white.
2 white, sorry.
You've 2 white, that's good.
That's what you want.
Oh, that's good. That's 2 crowds, isn't it?
I've got 2 white as well.
Whoa. High Destiny game.
1 black.
Oh, Claire.
1 black.
Sorry. Danny always gives us 2 black.
2 white.
Whoa.
1 black.
2.
Oh, 1 black. Okay, so all together in this game, there's a lot of Destiny in this game. You nearly dropped that in my glass of water. All together, you got 6 light side and 3 dark side. Woo. So that's yours to use.
Do we need to explain to Jibs what Destiny means? So, like, how we can use it during the game?
Do you
want to do that later?
We did that earlier.
Roughly did it.
It doesn't mean that I know what's going on.
If you want to roll the dice for a situation, you can, as long as you run it past your group and they all agree that, okay, you can do it. Like, say it's something I really need to succeed. Yeah,
so
I need to succeed.
A big bonus, so we're all entitled to that.
Yeah. You'll be like, can I use one of the Destiny to upgrade the quality of my chances? And if they're like, yeah, you really want to win this, then use a Destiny and I'll flip it and then I get an extra dark side.
And you can use
it. And I can flip it to make it dark, to make it harder as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, you can almost use it as like a Deus Ex Machina. So you can make like an item that might not have been mentioned or spotted or been there before work, like appear basically.
Okay.
As long as I agree with it. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's fair.
Can't be super far fetched, but yeah.
And I can do the same as well. I can be like, there was an alarm system that you guys didn't know about flipping the Destiny.
Okay. I think you'll pick it up quite easy.
I think so too.
Okay, so the opening crawl, Under a Black Sun. It is the dark time for the galaxy. The city of Coruscant, once the glittering pearl of the Republic, now languishes under the shadows of the Galactic Empire. A bustling black market flourishes in the underworld, controlled by the notorious crime syndicate Black Sun. Hired to infiltrate a Black Sun outpost and retrieve vital data on a bounty hunter who betrayed the Pike crime family, a small group of enterprising individuals works rapidly to access the heavily encrypted Black Sun network as things take a turn for the worse. So we're sort of starting this story right in the middle of everything. You're in the middle of this operation to try and like slice this database to get some information on this bounty hunter. So this is episode 1, No Easy Jobs, part 1, Hot Pursuit. So you're inside the Black Sun facility, alarms are blaring everywhere. You've obviously tripped an alarm and something's gone bad. But Yovel... Tiss has downloaded the file that you needed However, it's heavily encrypted, but you haven't got time to worry about that now. It's time to make like a tree and leaf.
Oh, bloody hell. Make the banana and split.
Klaxons blare overhead as you flee from the facility with the stolen data. You hear Black Sun agents scrambling to investigate the floors above. You exit the skyscraper onto a bustling landing platform where a droid-driven airspeeder sits nearby, awaiting a fare. A blaster bolt whizzes past your heads and the speeder seems like the best and only option for escape. As you jump inside, the droid quickly zooms away into the streams of traffic. So, Jibs, Coruscant is a planet that bridges all city. The whole planet is just... And just skyscrapers and towers and hover cars, like, flying everywhere. It's really busy. But right down below all the towers, it's, like, got a really seedy underworld as well. Okay. So, you've jumped out of this building, you're in a hover car, and you're in the middle of, like, traffic with alarms blaring behind you. Mm-hmm. As you jump inside, the droid quickly zooms away into the streams of traffic. Unfortunately, the Black Sun thugs are not that easy to lose, and within seconds they are in hot pursuit on swoop bikes of their own. More blaster fire screams past your speeder, when suddenly a lucky shot takes out the piloting droid with a bang. So, the ship's got no pilot and you're all in the back of this speeder. Six of you piled into the back of one little, basically, a taxi. Yeah. And the driver's taking a shot to the head and you're going down.
Shit.
What you're going to do?
I'm going to take over. I'm going to shove him out of the seat. I'm going
straight into the driver's seat. Yeah, I like
definitely.
It. I need you to roll an average planetary piloting check.
Yep.
With a setback because of all the hustle and bustle that's going on around you. Jibs, if I say stuff to you like average check, whatever, we will explain what dice you need to make that check.
I'm looking at the...
Thank you.
I'm still pretty new to it as well. Two on policy. Two success.
Yeah.
Two disadvantages.
Two success, two disadvantage.
Okay, you managed to get hold of it, but in doing so, you sort of jolt into another of the cars. Whole team suffer one strain.
Oh,
okay, so what you need to do is write a one or tally it, however you like tallying, and then you can rub it out as you go or whatever.
Okay. So you've managed to get control. Does anyone want to jump in the passenger seat while the others are sort of scouting for these thugs and see if they can spot any decent escape routes?
Who's got good perception? Or
I don't think there's...
Or is it not...
Yellow, green, green.
If you haven't got all the skills you need, you can do any of the other checks if you just... So, like, if you haven't got perception written on there, I can still let you do a perception check.
I've got perception.
Go on, do you want to roll for it, then?
Yeah, sure.
That's an average perception, and you still got the setback as well.
Just about.
Yeah, just one success.
One success?
Yeah.
And nothing else?
Yep.
Okay, so you decide as a group, so you shout out back to everyone, we can stay on the thoroughfare in the middle of everyone, but I've seen a couple of options. We can dive down into the sewers that are running alongside. We can dive into the alleys between these buildings, or there's some air vent tunnels that we could probably squeeze into and get through.
Can I roll a streetwise check to see which were the best options?
I will let you roll a hard streetwise check to see if there's anything decent or not. And you have a setback. Every roll has a setback in this situation.
That's a big roll.
No, nothing. One advantage.
Three advantage.
Oh, you got one advantage.
One advantage.
You had too many purples, though, didn't
three
you?
Three advantage.
You got a setback
failures.
Instead.
Failed.
How difficult was it?
Hard. With a setback.
With a setback,
Yeah. Uh-huh. There is not being nothing. So what is it? A failure and two advantage. Okay. For your advantage...
Three advantage.
Okay, I'll let you know... Okay, if you choose to go lower, like into the under levels, like the alleys or whatever, you're probably going to lose the thugs easier, but you might come across other things that might not necessarily be of any. It's like you're trading one for the other.
What do you guys want
to
do?
So you've got the thoroughfare, the tunnels, the sewers, the alleys, the under level alleys.
I think we should go under. I think we should go
out of the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'll let you do. If you can, you dive in there. I'm going to downgrade your average stealth check to lose the people to an easy stealth check because you've chosen somewhere that's easier to lose them. So if you can do an easy stealth check, but it needs to be the pilot, whoever's flying, needs to be a bit of stealthy piloting. If you can...
Don't have any.
Well, the normal stealth check would be agility, so whatever your agility is.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Can I have the dice? Fly casual. Is it average?
Though? Easy. I downgraded it because you chose somewhere else.
To be rank one that isn't on the ship.
No, you just tell me what thing, because it's whatever your thing. Oh, yeah, if it's not, if you haven't got any levels yet, it's rank one. Yeah.
Two success,
three
advantage.
Mmm. Amazing.
Awesome.
Okay, so you lose the chasers completely. I was actually going to have one straggler to cling on to you, but the advantage...
Where are we going? Into the steward?
You're just trying to escape at the moment. Yeah, oh yeah, you've taken the alleys,
right, okay.
Which are like going into the underlevels.
Yeah.
Now, the problem here, you managed to lose the thugs, but there's... you get all sorts... It's like a lot of abandoned buildings down this side and sort of unsightly creatures... you get these creatures called Durocrete slugs, which can range from like 5 to 10 meters long, and they're sort of like up the buildings and shit. Mm-hmm. One of them actually lunges towards the speeder and is on the bonnet at this point.
Right.
Now, if someone wants to do an easy perception check, I'll give you a bit of extra info about the slug.
Yeah, sure, I'll do that. Can I go again?
You can. What is your perception skill?
Yellow, green, green.
Are you in the...
I'm in the front seat.
Yeah, it's probably best for you to do it anyway, then.
It's an easy one.
Yep, just an easy. And you lost your setback now, because you're out of things.
Oh, yeah, you've done it.
Smashed it.
Smashed it.
Three success, three advantage.
Okay, so everyone starts pulling out their guns. But you shout back, blast the fire is going to attract some unwanted attention in this situation.
Can I stab it?
I'm going to let one person take an attack on it.
I've got a knife.
I've got my claws.
You've got your claws. Mm.
Before it starts attacking the ship.
I have to get into engage to do it.
Hold out blaster.
But I can claw it. It's 5 damage.
How engaged are we?
Engaged. It's on the bonnet.
Will Beef have to like climb across me or anything or whatever?
I'll just give it to you.
Yeah, okay.
I'll give it to you.
All right, yeah, go for it, Beef.
You want to go for it?
Yeah.
So what would this be?
It's engaged, so it's two purple.
Two purple, and then whatever my brawl
is.
Oh, wow, which is pretty good.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah, you did it.
I've done it, but I can't work out.
How much success?
Two success, one disadvantage.
What's your base damage on your claws?
5, so I've got 7 damage.
7 damage, okay. Okay, what I'm going to do is, you sort of chipped it, but because it's got this like shell across it, it's like a Durocrete shell.
Okay.
So it almost like barely did damage.
Oh.
But you managed to flip it over, like chip it and flip it. So it's still like holding on, and it's revealed like a soft belly.
Ah, okay.
So if someone wants to try and like take a stab in its soft slug belly,
someone got a vibrax or something. I don't know. Do you want to
knife it? Is it engaged again?
Yeah, engaged. That's still.
Not a knife.
Well, I only got that though. Ah, oh, well, I'll give it a shot. Can I have a boost because it's on its belly?
Yeah, go on then. James. You can take the piss. I'm quite lenient. I'm not that tierce.
Oh, advantage.
There
you go.
Loads of success.
How much success? What's your base damage?
Three success.
My base
damage is 3.
So that's
4, 5, 6 damage.
6.
I'll
tell you what, Jibs.
And I crit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you crit?
No, sorry.
If you want to roll... a brawl check.
Also
I'm going to let you lean forward and try and boot it off the side now. It's nearly dead.
PS2, so ignore two.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Actually, no, athletics. Let him do an athletics check.
Oh, okay.
Does he have skill in athletics?
No.
What's your agility at the top?
Agility is 3.
Right, so you'd have 3 green dice.
3 green?
Yep. And 2 purple.
And 2 purple?
Yep, and that's your roll.
Okay.
Kick the slug off the edge of the
one. Everything. Don't worry, guys. I've got it covered.
Stab it, kick it, flip it.
Chip it and flip it.
Oh no.
Not that one, you need to roll the other purple. Not with the numbers. That's it.
As he failed. It's not good. It's.
I'm really sorry, guys.
one failure, one advantage.
Right, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have... You don't knock him off, and he actually bites your foot when you try and do it.
Shut up.
So if you pass the dice over to me, I'm going to see what sort of damage he does to you.
All of them.
Yeah. On his first go?
Well, that's what happens. It's the harsh realities,
turns out,
isn't it?
You're dead. See you guys next week.
I got a whole lot of nothing. So you like a bit for your foot. Missed.
I have that.
Can I shoot him?
No.
You want to shoot?
No, you don't want to shoot.
Oh, wait.
Gotta be stealth.
I'll let one more person try for a boot. With an athletics check if they want it.
Do you want to try it, Dan? I can punch it off.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Wookie smash!
Do you have athletics as a rank?
We're all over this fucking
pack. No, I don't.
What's your agility? Two green and two purple.
I'm struggling
purple, then.
So much to destroy this one thing.
Yeah. You're lucky the thugs. You're lucky you lost the thugs.
We've lost our shit over a slug on the windscreen.
Nothing. You got nothing.
Really?
You got nothing.
You know what? Pass it back. I'm going to have him bite you as well. Serves you right.
This is a disaster.
Yeah. Well done on keeping the ship steady whilst we're going along.
Yeah, no worries, guys.
No worries.
To advantage for the slug. Oh. So, Dan, I'm not going to make him take a proper bite out of you. If he just loses up one wound. Actually, no, one more strain. One more strain on you. And what I'm going to do now is, Claire, can you do an easy planetary piloting check to see if you can just shake it off?
Do a barrel roll.
Yeah, do a barrel roll. Actually, average it. Make it average and do a barrel roll. I want to see that.
Okay.
She's going to drive upside down and let it drop off. So hang on.
Okay.
One success, one advantage.
Yay. Okay, slug falls off. Advantages, everyone has a good chuckle over that. once escape, all your comm links pipe up at once in your ear and tell you to bring the chip you just secured to Choppers in quadrant L42. So this is part 2 of episode 1. They've all got little titles. So this one's called Chop Talk.
I like that.
Yeah?
It's strenuous.
Okay, so Choppers is a small, out-of-the-way garage in Coruscant. As you enter, sparks fly from numerous locations throughout the large, cluttered repair shop. Everywhere you look, piles of speeder parts, half-built droids, and stranger contraptions are stacked to the ceiling. Several groups of Ugnaughts are welding and working away on disassembled airspeeder, paying you no heed. A booming voice rings out from behind one of the junk piles. My friends, it's so good to see you again. A large, green, mottled basilisk emerges, his four arms opening to hug the nearest member of the party. Who's going to take the hug? A basilisk is the dude that looks like this.
Oh, for God's sake.
So he's like, hey, my friend!
Hey, I'll take the hug.
So he likes Matway. Matway stepped forward and gave him a hug. He greets you all and ushers you into his private office around the back. And sits. Everyone sit down. So, how did the job go?
Yeah. No problem.
We got the file.
Got the file. Excellent.
It's encrypted, though.
He holds his hand out. He's like, that's no problem. Cheers, dude. And he starts downloading it onto the terminal in front of you. He's like, this may take a while. Once we have this bounty hunter's identity secured, the Pike family wants you to bring him down for his betrayal. He cost the bosses a fortune by stealing a shipment of their spice. That's drugs. Spice. Of their spice and bringing it to the Black Sun instead. Unsurprisingly, the Pikes aren't happy about it, and they'll pay well if you can take care of this problem for them. They may even forget about a couple of favours that you might owe them, you know? He then looks across at Yeovil, Jovel. We've been asking it Jovel or Yovel.
Jovel.
Bovril. And he leans across to Jovel and says, "Hey, do you want to help me out with this?" Because he knows you're a keen slicer.
Yeah.
So to speed up the downloading process, I want you to roll a hard computers check with a setback for how heavily encrypted it is.
Good luck.
Remove setback die. With my code breaker.
Oh! Already paid.
So it's a computers check.
Hard computers check, yep.
Already paying for itself. Right?
Well done, Tiss.
Triumph!
Whoa! Okay, I'll give you every. I've got a list here of different bonus information you can get, so I'll just give you the whole lot for a triumph.
5 pounds advantage.
Well, I'll give you the whole lot. okay, so scanning through the file reveals the bounty hunter delivered only part of the stolen spice shipment. One message's sender suspects the Nikto, which is the race of the bounty hunter, of holding out on the rest. Also, the file also lists a series of pickups from the Zelcom Tower, referencing both the four-floor terrace and the side street underground entrance. Okay? Mm. I don't know if people want to make any notes of these things.
We haven't got any paper.
Use the back of your sheet.
What was that again?
He kept part of the shipment.
Yeah. Okay, so bounty hunter has part of it.
He kept a lot of it. He didn't even though he nicked it, he didn't even pass it all along to the other people he was going to pass it on to. He kept some for himself.
What's the bounty hunter's name?
You find out his name is Kato. K-A-A apostrophe T-O.
Just making sure it's not the Lorax.
Oh, Laron Monks, the Lorax. And the other thing was about the Zelcom Tower. Referencing a four-floor terrace and a side street underground entrance. And I've got one more, and this is specifically if you get a triumph, this bit of information. The characters also discover a seemingly misplaced list of names, ranks, and associated figures. Perhaps these are Imperial security forces that Black Sun paid off. So maybe Black Sun paid off some Imperials.
Can you tell me that second point about the Zelcom Tower? Four-floor terrace and a what?
A side street underground entrance.
Useful.
Okay. So he's like, okay, we've got all the information coming down about this bounty hunter now.
Brains.
Normally Claire writes it all down for everyone. Everyone has a notebook on normal game, and most notebooks have got a couple of doodles on the front page. Claire's is like thick of details.
Yeah.
But then she's always the one who has to turn back and be like, yeah, his name was this.
But Beefs, you open the front page and there's a big penis in it.
There is.
That doesn't sound like mine.
Okay, so he says he's got all this data about Kato. And he says, while I've got it all here, have any of you guys got any information, want any, ask any questions?
Regarding
all the files about the bounty hunter and stuff.
Is there any lead on his location? We've got to go and get him, haven't we?
Okay. Chopper reveals that this particular bounty hunter was operating under an alias. He was working for the Pikes to dispatch a rival smuggler and intercept a large spice shipment the rival was carrying. The bounty hunter betrayed the Pikes and took the shipment for himself instead, delivering it to the Black Sun mobsters, who offered him a bigger bounty. This cost the Pike Syndicate hundreds of thousands of credits. The job with them all the jobs with them have dried up ever since. Hopefully, and you've uncovered his name, which is Kato. So that you guys can bring him to justice for his betrayal and ensure that the Pikes will have work for you in the future. If you want to keep working for the Pike family, you want to keep him happy. So that's all the information he's got about this guy.
Okay. So there's no clues
where
we might find him.
Where, he says, possibly, let me dig further.
Okay.
Okay.
I always think Trandoshans look like, you know, when you go to a gift shop at a zoo or something, and you get those, like, dinosaur things. That you can, like,
yeah, it's a little grabby jaw thing.
Grabbers.
Okay, I got it.
Just that space there.
Nicely done.
After he finishes the description of the file, he informs you his full name is Kato Liachos. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but I'm going to go for it. Who's a Nikto, formerly bound in servitude to the Huts. Since gaining his freedom, Kato has made his reputation with a number of high-risk, unauthorized bounties and is considered a formidable operative. Chopper also mentioned that he's familiar with the Nikto Hunter and knows of a few places he frequents or has been seen. The Umbra Club.
The Umbra Club.
The Spider.
How do you spell Umbra Club?
U-M-B-R-A Club.
Got it.
The Spider, which is S-P-Y-D-E-R. And the Zalcom Tower. He suggests that the party should consult with any other contacts they have to gain more insight onto their foe before confronting him. Okay. So try and track down as much info as you can.
Can we go to the Spider? I've got a contact, Corson Fenn, occasionally feeds you interesting tidbits and information.
Cool. This is good. This is exactly what I wanted you to do. This is exactly what I wanted you to do, look into your things. There's little clues in there. Okay, so at this point we have a little interlude called... contacts and connections. So Chopper says, you guys feel free to rest and recuperate here if needs be. And I was going to have you roll, see if you could remember this guy test, but you've just remembered. If anyone wants to roll...
I just want to tell everyone that I know stuff about the Zelcom Tower as well, if you want to go there.
I know something about Umbra Club.
Oh shit, it's all coming out.
I'm not going to tell you.
So Tiss knows about someone from Spider.
Oh, man.
Jibs knows about someone from Umbra Club, and Becca knows about someone from Zelcom Tower.
Yeah.
So now, if someone wants to roll if someone wants to roll a easy streetwise check,
yeah,
I'll give you a little bit of information about all three places.
Yeah, I've got streetwise.
I'm yellow, green, green.
I'm yellow, yellow, green.
I'm yellow, yellow, green, green.
Nice.
What's best, green or yellow?
Yellow.
Yellow
is better.
Hard or medium?
Easy.
Easy.
So you're going to smash it with that roll.
Well, that's
interesting. Nice.
Yeah, smashed it. Okay, I'll just give you a little information on all of them. The Umbra Club is a seedy den of death stick dealers. Death sticks are also a type of drug, Jib.
Okay.
The Spider is a renowned Sabacc parlor. Sabacc is a card game in Star Wars universe.
I knew that.
And the Zelcom Tower is a front for weapons smuggling. That's what Becca knows, right? I'll give you that information for the Streetwise as well. It's actually a front for a weapon smuggling operation. So you've got to decide as a group where you want to go. But whatever happens, you leave Choppers right now en route to your first place, and you see on the sides of buildings there's holovids, like screens, that have your descriptions on all of you. And they're adorning the side of the buildings after the alarms and the escape and everything and people seeing you. And you see a small squad of police droids nearby.
Shit. Do they see us?
They start walking towards you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you all want to roll an average stealth, I'll let you avoid them completely. Otherwise, you might have to talk to them. Stealth comes under agility, yeah.
So I've if you haven't got stealth upgraded, for my general skills.
Yeah.
If I've got two,
whatever's
my yellow, green, green.
Two, green.
Yeah.
Yellow, green, green is stealth.
Yeah, yellow, green, green. So you'd have that. And average is always two purple. Okay. Easy is one, average is two, hard is three.
Okay.
Me and you just have to try to bend it.
Yeah, average. Everyone roll the average stealth.
14. Oh, man.
Disadvantage.
But nothing.
But nothing. See what the other guys get first.
Right.
If everyone else trumps it, I might let you get away with it.
I'm ready to protect you guys if we need to.
Cheers, mate.
Fuck yeah! Yeah, one success, two advantage, I've done it.
Your advantage is you manage to take Tiss under your wing, who panics a little bit.
Tiss, he's not called Tiss.
I'm shitting bricks.
Sorry, Yogel. I'm really bad at using
Locks. Meow.
Oh,
oh, oh, Dan.
You fucked it.
Yeah.
Two failure, one advantage.
Dan, let's have a little trump. Hey, what's that noise? Okay, don't even bother everyone else rolling. So they walk over.
Oh, Dan.
Did me and Tiss get away?
You can slip away if you want to.
See you later, guys.
Yeah.
It's up to you. Okay, so you guys slip away, and the other three are stuck behind Dan, who's let a little creaky floorboard off. Droids are like, hey, you there, stop. And I want a hard bullshit check.
Okay.
from someone.
I'm
deception.
Good at bullshit.
Someone wants to do a hard deception. I'll tell you, try and talk your way out of it.
I've got a natural charmer thing here as well. I don't know what that
means. you've got two. Yeah. Let Jibs do it. He's got two yellow, one green.
Okay.
Nice.
So I can do this with this natural charmer thing. Yeah. I mean, if I fail, I can.
What's it say?
It says once per session, you may re-roll one charm or deception check.
If you fuck it up, you can take another one, but it's only once per act. I would say. Okay. So if you use it now, you can't use it again in this act.
Okay, so this is me trying to bullshit the cops.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't know where the weed got there, man.
He's doing the Han Solo, like, situation normal, everything normal.
Oh God.
Nothing.
Jibs, do you want to use your thing?
I'm going to use my natural charmer.
Yeah.
My voice broke on the
He's
first
like, no,
one.
Wait,
let me calm myself down. Have another go. Now, what I meant to say was...
Oh, fuck.
That's
it's gone really badly. These are all failures, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's three. Is that good?
That is, but that's an
nothing.
Advantage. Four advantage. No, three advantage.
Thread.
Three advantage and nothing else. Okay, I'll let you give it. So,
mega failure.
Sorry, you know.
Very,
no, three failure, that's the rule.
Yeah, and three advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they are just starting
to...
Well,
are these not four advantage?
No, because one of the cancels.
That symbol.
So they really don't believe the shit that Jibs is trying to pass him, and they start trying to cuff him.
Oh.
But for his advantage, I'm going to let Becca roll an easy perception check quickly.
Yeah. You're right.
Away. Easy.
Yeah, easy perception.
About
to use Wookiee Rage. It might come to it. Becca fucks us up. It's going to be Wookiee Rage time.
And he's
going to
use his Wookiee
trap.
Oh, three advantage, but no success.
Three advantage. Oh, no success. Okay, try a hard computers check. Oh, no, hang on a sec. I'll let Tist roll the hard computers check.
Are they still with us?
No, they're, like, behind, but they're watching on.
Oh, okay, so they can come in.
We'll wait for you in the shadow.
Thanks. Cheers, guys. You're not being much
Thanks
help.
For helping, guys. Really, really pleased that you can be a part.
Don't forget you have loads of destiny over here, guys.
Easy computers.
Loads of destiny rolls.
I forgot about
easy.
Hard computers.
Destiny.
And I would add a setback for everyone's fuck up, but you're just going to negate it anyway, right?
You can add it.
Hmm?
Add it.
But you can cut it off.
Yeah, but you add it first.
All right, I'll add it.
And then negate it with my...
Okay, all right, okay. Whoa, really?
No, because
you're upgrading it.
Oh, shit.
I think you failed.
Failure, but three
Wow, sorry. You never know what's going to happen. So, what happened?
Three successes.
failure.
With what? Two advantage.
No, it's fine.
Right, okay.
You're like teeth gaining, you know.
So, what, I'm in prison now?
No, they're starting to cuff you. And, like, okay, so.
You're literally worth nothing.
Everyone's fucked. Are you just going to.
I'm going
to helicopter into the middle of them here.
Yeah, I'm not having this. We can't just in there.
You're going to fight these guys. Okay, everyone quickly roll for initiative then.
Okay.
What's that again? Cool.
Which, if it isn't one of your skills, is your presence stat.
Oh my god, man.
Am I involved in this?
Yeah. Everyone rolls. This is when it gets into a combat situation. You'll see as we get into it.
I'll fucking do it then.
Yeah.
Alright. Is it hard?
It's just a simple nothing.
Sorry,
yes.
Three success, three advantage.
3.3.
Yeah.
What are we rolling?
Presence or working. Cool.
Quick cool check, everyone, on no difficulty.
0.2.
Yeah. Let them slide down.
Well, I only have one, so here we go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, one.
1 point nothing. Still beat him.
Yeah.
That is one uncool Wookiee.
1.1.
I have not two true. For presents. What am I rolling?
So you roll two green.
It's cool. Oh, yeah. Okay, so just two green.
So you've got... Well, 2.2.
2.2 is good.
So two is your success.
It's Tis roll.
Two.
Advantage.
Just do a quick cool check. what this does, Jibs, is everyone gives me their stats, and then I work out in order, and I roll for the villains, and then it works out in which order everyone can attack in, if you get the upper hand and stuff.
0-1.
0.1, that's the same as Dan. Oh, that's even worse than Dan's. Wow. It's the worst roll you can get.
What did he get?
0.1.
Oh, no.
What did you get? Nothing.
Well, yeah, you could get... let me just get the stats up for these dudes. Can someone pass me the dice? Thank you.
Flip all our destiny and we'll just spontaneously come back.
How many are there?
There's two.
I'm feeling about this.
We've got this. We're the least sophisticated gang ever.
I got a 2 point nothing for these guys, and they're minions, so they have to count as one dude.
Trying to think of something. Players just like
driving all over the place.
Everyone sit down.
I tried to charm the police, and they're like, you're definitely.
Okay, two of you. Up to you guys. When you get into the situation, it's not like just because whoever, like Claire got the 3.3, that doesn't automatically mean she gets to go first. It just means whoever that first slot is a playable character. So you then choose between all of you.
I got 3.3.
Oh, Becca got 3.3. So there are two playable character goes before these droids are going to react. Make up your mind who's going to take them and what you're going to do. Danny, are you firing into Wookiee Rage from the get-go? Because if that's the situation, I would suggest you go first.
Yeah, I could do.
Fuck it.
Can I am? It does.
How far away are we engaged? Short range?
Oh, Jibs is engaged.
Right.
You three are short. Okay. You two are perfect. Long, because you're hiding around next alleyway.
Where am I?
You're short. Yeah, you three are in short at the end.
Let's do this.
In combat, can I use my general purpose scanner?
So, Dan, are you going first?
A frequency.
Yeah. I'm going to grab the closest.
That's what I was using your computer skill that you failed for.
Take that.
Sounds good.
So, you failed it already. I already did that for you.
Danny's ripping people's arms off.
Yeah, arms are coming off.
Right, okay. what weapon are you using or whatever?
What sort of range am I in?
You're in short range.
Oh, okay.
So if you need to move closer to them if you want to do like hands on, or you could shoot them from where you are.
I think I've got blaster. I'll just shoot them with my blaster.
You're gonna pull a gun out.
Yeah.
You get what happens is when it's your go, you get one encounter, maneuver and one action. Okay, so you can do one thing, and it could be like I'm moving closer, I'm pulling out a weapon.
Okay.
And then you get one action, which could be I'm shooting or I'm hacking into a computer terminal or
all right.
Something else.
I don't have to do a manoeuvre, though.
No, you can have two manoeuvres, but if you take a second manoeuvre, you suffer more strain.
Okay.
Yeah, or you can trade.
But if you get strain,
your
to
action
11,
for a free manoeuvre.
So if you use all your strain, you pass out. And
yeah, if you strain, you pass out. Wounds is like you're dying. So. You're pulling your gun out and just taking a shot, Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can give you that for free. So from sure, that's only one purple dice and whatever the weapon is you're using. What weapon have you got?
Hold-out blaster.
Hold-out blaster, yeah, right here.
So what's that? What dice do I have to roll then for that?
Have you got ranged light as a skill?
That's your...
Yeah, it's
one yellow
and
one green.
So one yellow, one green, and one purple.
Yeah.
Are you shooting the guy that's cuffing Jibs?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Round Jibs to shoot around him.
You've done it.
One success, one disadvantage. Okay.
We did something!
Yeah! His base damage is 5.
Yeah, so 6 altogether, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so you take a shot. All it does is sort of like catch the guy's shoulder. Oh. He doesn't actually manage to like. He still managed to hold onto Jibs, which is your disadvantage.
Oh, okay.
He's still got the cuffs on Jibs, but you do take a big like shot at this dude.
Can I have a go?
You can. There's one more PC go before.
I might use my claws.
Mm-hmm.
So can I like get into engaged?
Yep.
And
take
then...
a slash.
Yeah, just take a piss all over his face.
Yeah, I can get you to do that.
No, I'm gonna
I need a cool
start
check.
Slashing. I'll like reach over the top of Jibs because I'm like a foot taller than him.
Yeah.
And just rip across his face with my claws.
Okay, you're trying to hit him behind Jibs.
Because
that's gonna be one setback. If you're hitting the guy that is handcuffing Jibs, it'll have to be a setback as well.
Yeah, otherwise Jibs is gonna. I'm gonna have to go for that.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay,
cheers, mate.
And it's one setback and I'm engaged.
Engage
so
is two purple.
So it's two purple and a setback.
I'm working in a foundation on the same thing.
Big fix.
Yeah.
Roll. That's a good roll.
That was a good roll. that. I've got 2 success, 2 advantage.
Yes. Okay, what's your base damage for a slash?
5, but I've also got feral strength, so it's 6 plus the 2, so it's 8.
Yeah, you swiped his head clean off.
Awesome.
Nice one. Yay.
That's awesome. Revolting.
And you got an advantage.
I need to sit down. I was right up close to that as well. He was behind me and I turned around and just stabbed his head off.
Oh. Maybe the blood from him slicing his head off and then...
Is it just a droid? It's oil.
Yeah,
all right,
oil.
Claire
runs around and quickly grabs his head, scavenges
and... So, okay, cool. So one's down.
You want some advantage? How much advantage did you get?
2.
2 advantage. Which one?
Just pass a boost onto the whoever goes next.
I'll let you do that. I've got... It's my go next, though.
Not you, then.
Pass me a boost. Come on, man.
Droid short circuits the one that you cut his head off and electrocutes another droid.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll add a setback to the other guy as he tries to attack now because of what Dan said. Yep. Cool. He gets a little bit of spark in his eye, and he gets a bit of your slash in his eye, and he gets a setback.
My rifle delivers more damage, but the dice pool's not as good.
Yeah. I hear that.
And I can crit with 5 advantage.
That is a lot of advantage,
it's a lot, isn't it?
Beef, I'm going to have him shoot straight at you because you did just knock his mate's head off.
Bring on. I've got 18 wound threshold.
And he's engaged to you, so it's sort of like... Well, we're going to see what happens.
Take 19 damage.
Yeah. No.
Don't get your soap.
Not monster pistol. Okay, so you're taking 5, 6, 7 damage, please.
He just skimmed it over the top.
Really?
Of
what's
soap.
Your soak?
6.
Fucking hell.
Oh,
one little chip.
One wound out of 18.
Yeah, and I've got 2 setbacks, so I'm going to have him suffer strain from the fact that you just knocked his mate's head off. He's like fucking sweating oil cobs.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. You know what? I've already used his go. I was going to use his thing to call him for backup.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what's going to happen if you don't take him out in this round. Who wants to take a shot? You're in long range.
Yep.
What, have you got a weapon that can shoot from long?
No.
Yeah, how close can you run from long?
Can I not jam his contributions?
Let me have a go. I've got some serious business.
I could try and let you do that.
That's awesome.
Too late,
Lesden.
Right, what is it? Short range.
You're in short, so it's
I'm
one purple.
I'm going to shoot the guy who might call for backup.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Right.
It's the only guy left.
How many
are there?
There's just 2, you kill one of them. They're like the proper, they're like PCSIs.
Oh my god, look at that roll, man.
That's a good roll.
Triumph. That's a good roll, man. Tasty.
Yeah, it's just his one guy.
2 advantage.
I was going to have another load turn up, but I forgot to call for backup, which is my mistake as a GM, so he mistaked. What did you get?
I triumphed.
Triumphed? Yeah, he just falls down.
Yeah.
Crumples.
Nice.
Okay, with that out of the way, I'm going to give Tiss one more go at doing a hard computers check with the crumpled droids.
What's he doing that for?
What end?
What the destiny?
I'll tell you if he succeeds.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Are you flipping a destiny? Right. Work out from the start.
Yeah.
What you got?
I've got a success and 1 disadvantage.
1 disadvantage. Okay, what I'm going to do is you try and hack into his comms.
Yeah.
To the police droid recognition software. And you sort of get it, but sort of don't, from your disadvantage. And what I'm going to do is any time in the future that a police droid is in the area, mm-hmm. I'm going to roll a force die. Okay. And if it's light, they won't recognize you. Okay. If it's dark, then they will.
Disadvantage.
Well, if he succeeded, I was going to give it fully. Disadvantage is he didn't do it fully, so you're going to put the force die is going to come into play. And that is the end of Act 1, so if everyone wants to be a bit of cake before we start Episode 2.
Hell yeah!
Okay.
Boom!
How do you find that?
I really like my claws. They're cool.
Better than
you want to be a
translation. Yeah. It's good, because I didn't understand it once you read it. So now I've read all the notes. So. So anyway, I, he started doing really stuff, and I was like, how the fuck is he doing all that? And then I read all the little notes at the bottom, and I was like, oh, I get it.
It's like what we do for our own characters, and we make, we have to write ourselves, like, oh, we're good at this.
Right, I just looked at all this and just put little marks around all the things, so I remember. I was like, shit, I know the Amber Club. I thought you read that a minute ago.
Nice.
I was really impressed that everyone actually, I thought I was going to have to, like, jog everyone's memory from looking in the thing.
Actually, as a spider, I was like, I'd read all that.
Yeah, that's good.
Nice.
Boring conversation anyway.